The Truth News Network. When shelter in place becomes a nice phrase for a $5,000 fine and a year in jail for leaving your home during primary election season, you know the game is afoot. And to sort things out, you want the truth. TNN,
the Truth News Network.
And here's Dan Newman.
What can I say, folks? It's another day in insanity. It's Friday. Thankfully, we have a weekend ahead of us, a long weekend. How are you doing? I hope you're doing well. I hope you've had a great week, and after you get through with today, you're going to have a couple of days to do a little R&R. As you know, TNN Live is not on the air, hasn't been yesterday or today. It will not be on Monday, but it will be back in full swing on Tuesday. What's going on? We're restructuring some of our formatting, and we're going to make things a little easier and a whole lot more conducive for you to get more involved by interacting with us live on the air every day. All that being said, we're here, and I'm glad you're here. I've had this funny feeling in the pit of my stomach for some time. It's not so much what about, it's who it's about. For 3 years, critics of the president have claimed he arrogantly refuses to listen to any experts, and that his exaggerated sense of self prevents him from accepting his limitations, and he overestimates his knowledge. Well, applying that narrative to Trump's failure, at least initially, to appreciate the gravity of coronavirus, NBC host Chuck Todd asked former VP Joe Biden, "Do you think there's blood on the president's hands, considering the slow response? Or is that too harsh a criticism?" Even Biden called the criticism a little too harsh. A little too harsh? Trump, he's not a doctor, he's not a scientist, he's never made out like he is, merely followed the advice given to him from all of those medical experts. And you remember very early on in his presidency, everybody on the left was pointing fingers at him and saying he knows nothing, he needs to listen to the people around him. When coronavirus first came up, they were jumping up and down saying he needs to let the experts give him advice, he doesn't know what he's doing. Well, the problem is, a lot of the advice that he was given, and he took it, give him credit for that, was vague. It was inconsistent. It was contradictory, or flat out wrong. Dr. Anthony Fauci, he needs no introduction today. You all know him. He's become a respected voice in explaining the coronavirus, what to expect from it, how we can get through it. Democrats and Republicans alike praise him and his dedicated service. He's been working in this for six presidents, folks, both Republicans and Democrats. But his advice has been kind of short of perfect. We'll just give you a few illustrations. On March 11th, for instance, the World Health Organization declared the coronavirus a pandemic. Before this declaration, what did Fauci say? On January 21st, in an interview with Newsmax, he said this. The host said, "Bottom line, we don't have to worry about this one, right?" Fauci, "Well, you know, obviously you need to take it seriously and do the kinds of things that the CDC and the Department of Homeland Security are doing. But this is not a major threat," emphasis added, "for the people of the United States, and this is not something that the citizens of the U.S. right now should be worried about." Remember that date, January 21. On February 3rd, Fauci told CNBC, "It's still an evolving situation. We don't know exactly where it's going to go, what the pattern is. But clearly right now, at least the number of cases are accelerating." And in late March, William Hazeltine, PhD, former professor at Harvard Medical School and distinguished researcher in biophysics and biomedicine, admitted, "Well, we know it's highly infectious. And as the days go by, we're learning it's more infectious than we thought it was, say, a month ago, even 2 weeks ago." The medical experts' advice has also been inconsistent on whether non-medical personnel with no symptoms should wear face masks in public. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio recently issued a directive to do so. "Out of an abundance of caution, this is what I'm saying to all New Yorkers. Take a scarf, take a bandana, just anything you have at home. Just cover your face if you're going to be in close contact with people who are not yet your own family under your own roof." The mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, issued a similar directive. But just days earlier, on March 26, the World Health Organization tweeted, if you don't have any respiratory symptoms such as fever, cough, or runny nose, you don't need to wear a medical mask. When used alone, masks can give you a false feeling of protection and can even be a source of infection when not used correctly. So what does our expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, have to say? To mask or not to mask? Here are his instructions on what to do.
There's a lot of confusion among people and misinformation surrounding face masks. Can you discuss that?
The masks are important for someone who's infected to prevent them from infecting someone else. Now, when you see people and look at the films in China and South Korea, whatever, everybody's wearing a mask. Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask, and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course. But when you think masks, you should think of healthcare providers needing them and people who are ill. The people who, when you look at the films of foreign countries and you see 85% of the people wearing masks, that's fine. That's fine. I'm not against it. If you want to do it, that's fine.
But it can lead to a shortage of masks.
Exactly. That's the point. It could lead to a shortage of masks for the people who really need it.
For those of you who were with us here with Dr. Judy Mikovits now 2 weeks ago, you heard her address this. And she said absolutely, positively not. That when we put on a mask, what we're doing is we're holding in CO2, carbon dioxide. When you're dealing with coronavirus, it's more important to get oxygen into your blood. And how does that happen? Through your lungs. So when you breathe out, you're breathing out your CO2. It's being caught in the mask and you're rebreathing it in rather than breathing oxygen. But Dr. Fauci, he's the guy, right? Well, let's quickly see a potpourri of Fauciisms. I do a whole bunch to discredit his credibility, and we're not trying to do that. He doesn't need our help to do it, folks. First, Dr. Fauci says he warned Trump in January that the U.S. was in real trouble, but that's not what he said publicly. Here's what he said publicly. He did say he told the administration we were in real trouble from the COVID-19 Chinese coronavirus in mid-late January, and that Trump's travel bans were instituted too late to be effective. But here's what he really did say. He told Newsmax TV the United States did not have to worry about the coronavirus and that it was not a major threat. Quote, this is not a major threat. That was on April the 3rd of 2020. And he was going back to January when he kept saying those same things over and over again in the public. Dr. Fauci warned of an apocalyptic coronavirus pandemic. Then just weeks later, he compared the coronavirus to a bad flu on March 26th. This is what happened. The week before, Governors Gavin Newsom from California, Andrew Cuomo from New York, announced complete lockdowns on state residents due to the coronavirus pandemic. These were the numbers they gave their citizens. There had been 16,000 cases of the coronavirus reported at that time in the U.S. There had been 219 deaths in the U.S. due to the coronavirus. The next morning, March 27th, Dr. Anthony Fauci told reporters during the daily White House press conference, I strongly agree with the New York and California governors for shutting down their state economies. This was based on the highly flawed models on the coronavirus that were being peddled around by a bunch of folks at that time. But what a difference 1 week makes. He didn't think we would remember this. The previous Thursday, Fauci co-authored a report on the coronavirus that was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. In the report, Dr. Fauci argued that the mortality rate of the coronavirus may be much closer to a very bad flu. So which is it? We should lock down and everybody stay inside, or should we treat it like the flu? And if you want to see that New England Journal of Medicine report on our webpage with this story, there's a link there in the article that you can click to go right to it. Dr. Fauci based all of his predictions on garbage IHME models that were off by millions. And then he told reporters the next week, you can't really rely on models. On March 20th, Dr. Fauci jumped in and corrected the president during a press briefing on hydroxychloroquine treatment of coronavirus. And he said this, quote, you got to be careful when you say fairly effective. It was never done in a clinical trial. It was given to individuals and felt that maybe it worked. Exactly 2 weeks later, hydroxychloroquine was deemed the most highly rated treatment for the novel coronavirus in an international poll of more than 6,000 doctors. Dr. Fauci pushed those garbage models every step of the way. On March 20th, he claimed 1 million to 2 million Americans would die from coronavirus. Then he said 100,000 to 200,000 Americans will die from the coronavirus. It went from 1 to 2 million to in just 2 weeks to 100 to 200,000. A month ago, he agreed, now this is back in April, he agreed 81,766 Americans would die from the coronavirus. 5 days later, the experts cut the number of deaths to 60,000 projected deaths. And of course, in reality, we just eked up over the 90,000 mark. White House coronavirus expert Fauci said on April the 12th, lives could have been saved if the U.S. had been shut down earlier. Speaking on CNN, the immunologist said the U.S. could start to reopen next month, May. But he warned a second wave of the virus could still hit the country. During the interview, Fauci revealed that the government had been advised to begin social distancing measures in February. President Trump announced plans to roll out self-isolating in mid-March. Dr. Fauci said President Trump should have shut down the economy in February. But on the last day of February, Fauci told the Today Show, you don't need to change anything you're doing. In summary, folks, here's the short from this journalist, that would be me, on the validity of what Dr. Fauci has to say regarding COVID-19. Listen to what he says. Before making any decision about taking any action based on his advice, confirm it from the mouths of at least two other sources, and if you can't confirm it, in at least two more, and two more that you have respect for in their opinions. Blow it off altogether, folks. This man almost by himself gave advice to all those responsible for the life and death of Americans. He didn't just do that. He parlayed his perceived knowledge and expertise into convincing 50 governors, a president, 300 million other Americans that if we did not totally shut down our economy, we were all going to die. So, Dan, what are the answers for all this? You know what? I'm not an expert. I don't know. But I can tell you, after a series of creating a personality, and that's what Dr. Fauci has done in the public eye in front of all of us that have never known him, he's created his personality. I'll just be blunt about it. He's a dishonest man, and he is not to be trusted, and we are fools if we put the future of the economy of the United States in the hands of somebody that does not tell the truth. And on that note, folks, it's a jump start to a weekend, and I'm happy to be having a weekend. We'll see you tomorrow morning with our bullet points, and don't forget, Memorial Day. On Monday, that's the day of the year where we just say thanks to all of those who defended our country in every war, in every skirmish, and paid the ultimate price. Remember them. Remember their loved ones. Greater love hath no man than to lay down his life for a friend. Have a great weekend, folks. We love you here at Truth News Network. So long.
When you can't control what happens, you can control what you know about it. That means the truth. Dan Newman on TNN.
The Truth News Network.